three of you must quest for the legendary Golden Fleece to the island of Polyphemus, steal this powerful treasure, and restore our borders to their full strength.
I, Clarice, daughter of Ares, will save the camp.
This is your ride. Ironclad. Raised her from a watery grave and amped her up.
Who are they?
These losers? Those are your line officers. Raise them from the grave, too.
When you return to the underworld, it won't be to Asphodel. It won't be to the Fields of Punishment. You will be exalted in the Fields of Elysium. Who's with me?
I, Captain!
Who poisoned her?
The tree is a girl?
Was. Thalia was a hero. He made our last stand right here.
Luke is here.
He's not just here. This is his ship.
They're not gonna fight. They're smarter than that.
The great prophecy tells of a child that he held his three. That either saves the age of the gods or destroys it.
Karma thinks I might destroy Olympus. What do you think?
Still here.
Let me go first, okay?
Are we sure she'll be okay?
She'll be fine.
But there are three of them.
They're Cyclopses.
From what I hear, they're not that smart.
Just know we're safe here, okay? Thalia and I have used this hideout before. Hopefully no one has grabbed our stash. Yes. It's all still here. Hey. Has she ever let us down? This on.
What is it?
It's a protection charm. It's magic.
Like Thalia's bracelet.
Yes, like Aegis. But this is from Kelagia, goddess of stealth. You hide while wearing this, monsters can't find you.
Positions! Now! Who are you?
Thalia, wait!
How do you know my name?
My name is Grover Underwood, and I'm your protector.
Who sent you?
Chiron. He's the activities director for Camp Half-Blood. I'm supposed to take you there. If you come with me, I can keep you safe.
We can't stay here. We gotta move.
Hey, how's the motor looking?
I fixed it.
Already?
Dude, you're incredible. Annabeth's finding supplies, so we should be ready to go.
Annabeth said you're dangerous. That you're gonna hurt everyone. I don't like her talking about you like that.
You know, around this time last year, I was handed a prophecy that made me afraid I was going to lose the person that matters most to me.
Sally?
But it didn't go that way. Because sometimes prophecies don't always mean what you think. There's something else I learned, too, which is even more important. Do you want to know what it is?
Ah!
Coordinates to the Sea of Monsters. Now.
Clarice? Who are your friends?
And how'd you find us?
You think your daddy's the only one with sea power? My father can't point me to the finish line. But he can point me to my enemies. And don't even try to lecture me on the rules, smart girl. Tantalus expelled you for deserting camp to steal my quest.
Wait! We'll give you the coordinates if you take us with you.
What?
What?
The Sea of Monsters is no joke. You're gonna need all the help you can get. I've memorized every legend about the trials you'll have to face out there. Tyson can work any engine you got on that ship. And Percy? Well, he's the son of Poseidon. If you want to navigate the ocean, there's no one better.
That's Pierre, naval navigator to Napoleon. Boris is my engineer extraordinaire, whose destroyer sank in the Battle of Tsushima. And Canthus is an honest-to-gods Argonaut with first-hand knowledge of the Sea of Monsters. So, yeah, I think we have those jobs covered, right?
Aye, Captain!
Now, are you gonna surrender the coordinates? Or do we have to take them by force?
Force. On one condition. Single combat. Same way I beat your dad. I win, you give us your ship, and you and your men stay here.
Percy,
stay back. I got this.
Already dead, so not really. When do we think our offer?
Wait! Can anyone else here run the engines? Carrington? Mitch?
I just do inventory.
Clarice, we all want the same thing here. Save camp, save Grover.
I don't care about the Seder. This is my quest.
And we just want to help you finish it. Right?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeah.
This is so stupid.
You're so stupid.
Annabeth, will you decide who's more stupid?
Why does she get to decide? This is
your quest. We know. I showed her where we're going, but she keeps saying we either have to fight the Scylla or...
Charybdis.
I know how to pronounce it.
Clarice is right. Huh. To pass into the Sea of Monsters, you have to choose. To face either the claws of Scylla or the whirlpool of Charybdis.
In your face, Jackson.
Okay, but bear with me. Why don't we just sail around Scylla and... the thing I know how to pronounce.
The Sea of Monsters doesn't work like that. If you try to sail around them, they'll appear in your path again.
Sea of Monsters doesn't work like that.
What's your plan, Clarice?
My cannons are loaded with monster-piercing ammo, celestial bronze. Scylla sits up high on a cliff, so she's out of range. But Charybdis is a sitting duck that makes her my prey.
And if that doesn't work, this ship gets crushed and we get eaten.
You got a better idea?
Scylla, that's what Odysseus chose. And he made it through. Those six of his crew did it. Each taken by one of her six tentacles, keeping her occupied and allowing him to pass.
Six?
That's brilliant.
What's brilliant?
You can spare six guys. Your crew's already dead.
No, I'm not doing that to them.
Why not? I mean, even if your quest succeeds, they go back to the underworld, right? You'd just be sending them home a little early.
I promised them Elysium.
What?
If the quest succeeds, I told them that when they return to the underworld, it would be to the fields of Elysium.
Only the gods can decide that.
I was gonna ask Ares. When we win.
Clarice. This trial is about making hard choices. The choice of who to sacrifice to win the battle should be no problem for a daughter of Ares.
I never said it was a problem. I just like my plan.
But if your plan doesn't work, you lose your quest, your ship, and all your men.
I'll let you know what I decide.
It's the right choice. She'll see that.
How do you know? How do you know it's the right choice?
Honestly? Because it's yours.
Satyr hideout.
As long as you stay in this circle of trees, they won't find us.
What is that?
The rune of Pan, lost god of the wild. And nature spirits like satyrs, nymphs, naiads, dryads, hippocampi.
Okay. You're just making up names now.
There's a lot more to our world than just monsters. After what you've been through, you deserve to see that.
And all we have to do is join Cold Half-Blood.
Luke and your camp have history. And I don't want anything to do with my father's world.
But at camp, you'd finally get a chance to rest, to breathe.
We've been doing fine on our own.
So far, but that's gonna change. Meaning, the older you get, the stronger, the smarter, the more they'll be drawn to you. One powerful demigod is already enough to attract the attention of some pretty nasty creatures, but three, together, and one of them, a child of Zeus? Is that really the life you want for yourself? For her?
Thanks for your help, but we leave in the morning. Just the three of us. I'm gonna get some rest until then.
Don't worry. We've been through a lot.
How long have you been together?
Just a little. Dolly's real strong. And Luke's real fast. Mm. But I got this. Wait.
What?
Calogia's charm! No! I lost it.
Magatama!
never been on a boat before, Monday. Now I've been on four.
I wonder how close we are to the Sea of Monsters.
130 nautical miles. 131, actually.
How do you know that?
Oh, we're moving at 23 knots, 36 degrees, 44 minutes north. Hold up. How do I know that?
Dad. You're a son of Poseidon. I wonder why I can't do it.
Maybe you will. I mean, I don't know when it kicked in for me, but... yeah. I know where I am.
If we're really going that fast, I better go check on the boilers.
Tyson, there's foam in the boiler tanks. Why aren't you in there?
Hey.
I was just playing with Rainbow.
How did you even get this?
Hey. I'll fix the boiler.
Gotcha.
We're gonna lose. It's just a question of how bad.
The plan is solid. Clarice is talking to her men right now.
It doesn't matter. The best plan can be undone by the smallest mistake. That hideout I brought you to. The last time I was there, I lost something. Something I thought was important. I went back for it. And that put us all in danger. Aegis.
So you messed up. She saved your life, I don't get it.
It wasn't the first time I slowed them down or messed up. But it would be the last. Because my dumb decision led to Thalia's fatal one.
That was scary, huh? What do you say we get off the road for a little while?
You mean
your family now?
and we take care of our own. So if the safest place for you is this camp, that's where our family's going, even if we don't like it. And we don't. So you let this Chiron know that if anyone tries to hurt this little girl, I have me to answer to. Let's get out of here.
What she didn't realize then was Thalia had just made her sacrifice. Because the closer we got to camp, the more monsters chased us. And when we finally thought we made it, the Furies attacked.
Go!
And Thalia never made it to 16.
She had a target on her back. The same as you. You're a forbidden child. And according to the great prophecy, that makes you a weapon like she was.
I want to believe that if I can just think 6 steps ahead, I can save you. But it's never going to be the big, impossible choice I have to outthink. It's all the million little choices I can't see. The human choices. Like doubling back for a cheap piece of plastic or sacrificing yourself for a kid you barely know.
She knew you better than that.
2 months.
It only took me 2 days to see how special you were. Maybe we can't outsmart fate. Maybe all we can do is the right thing and hope for the best. We're going in there to save Grover. That's the right thing. That's all we can do. And I'm not bragging, but my track record at surviving impossible odds is pretty good. Thanks to you. So let's go do the impossible.
Enter the sea of monsters and face the 3 trials. The trial of choice, a rock and a hard place. The trial of will, the siren song, and finally Polyphemus, the cyclops who guards our prize. I need 6 brave men to man the deck artillery when we face the trial of choice. Scylla, the 6 armed beast. I warn you, it will be a highly dangerous duty.
For victory in Elysium, we will follow you anywhere, Captain.
Where'd you pick the 6? You want half of this? Maybe the last time we ever eat.
How did you do it? Last year, your quest, how did you survive it?
Barely. Would have died. A lot. If it weren't for my friends. You got to pick 2 for your quest, right? Who are they?
Ares gave me a crew and a ship. Didn't need friends.
My dad helped me out, too. I imagine your dad must be pretty tough to have as a dad. I say that having been body slammed by him.
Victory means everything to him. I have to make him proud.
A lot of the stuff we do because of our parents. Whether we know it or not. We're our own people, too.
I don't go home at the end of the summer. Camp is home. If I can't get that fleece in
camp... That
won't
happen. You wouldn't have been granted a quest unless you had it in you to finish it. What did the Oracle tell you?
Why do you want to know?
Because prophecies suck. It's almost like they're made to scare you.
It doesn't scare me.
I didn't think it would.
You shall sail the iron ship with warriors of bone. You shall find what you seek and make it your own, but despair for your life entombed within stone and to fail without friends. To fly home alone.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Boss, they told me to get you. It looks like we're here.
We're not friends.
That's two. Four to go.
Monsters. They don't run from them.
Small choices.
How do you feel small?
vortex, but maybe our plan will work.
Or maybe I can turn the tide.
Do you have the juice for that?
If I speed up the current, I can slingshot out the other side.
But what?
I can't control the wind. The thermos.
It's in Hermes' bag. You fight the current, I'll fight the wind.
Go!
sirens peer into your soul to see your fatal flaw and then use that against you.
No one at camp needs to know about this.